AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is preparing a tough executive order that would shut down asylum requests at the southern border after 2,500 migrants arrive per day. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It would be President Biden's most aggressive unilateral move yet to control numbers at the border. The 2,500 figure is important because it means the border could effectively be closed to asylum seekers immediately, because daily figures are higher than that now. Several officials say the White House is telling lawmakers the president's getting ready to sign off on the order and unveil it tomorrow at an event with border mayors at the White House. He's been deliberating more immigration action on his own for months after a bipartisan asylum bill fell apart at Donald Trump's urging. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been facing a grilling from Republicans on a House committee about response to the coronavirus pandemic. Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene is among them.
We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
Fauci, who is now retired, says he was just doing his job.
My main job during the COVID pandemic was to play a role with my team at the Vaccine Research Center to develop a safe and effective vaccine. And we did that in an unprecedented short period of time, never seen before in the annals of vaccinology.
Fauci is being asked about the origins of the pandemic. Palestinian officials have applied on behalf of the state of Palestine at the top UN court for permission to join South Africa's case, accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. The water woes in Atlanta continue. They're extending for a fourth day as the city finally cuts off a leak gushing into streets. This is AP News. InfoWars is back in court.
Relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting are asking a bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones's media company, including InfoWars, instead of allowing the conspiracy theorist to reorganize his business. The families filed an emergency motion Sunday as they seek to collect $1.5 billion they won in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy reorganization after the lawsuit verdicts. Jones said on his show over the weekend he expects his company to be shut down in a month or two because of the bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
The Dallas Cowboys say Hall of Famer Larry Allen, one of the most dominant offensive linemen in the NFL, has died. He was 52. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.